We have a new visitor to the Barganews Vegetable Garden. She's standing in front of me with the first crop from the garden, radishes. I finally remembered what it is in English, radishes. She's holding a big bunch of red radishes in her hand. Can you tell me your name and what you're doing here?
My name is Miloš, and some people also call me Billy. And I'm visiting Barga, and I hope to live here for a while in the near future.
You're doing a project on Barga, with Barga as the main, as the centerpiece of the project.
This
is for the Open University?
It is. It's for the Open University Cultural Geography Department. Actually, it's called Geography Department. And yeah, I'll visit Barga regularly, hopefully in each season. And this is my first visit, and I hope to come back in the next September and October, and then I'll keep coming. It will be based on the life in Barga. It's nothing very specific, but I'm just amazed with how full life works as a grassroots thing.
Talking with you earlier, you mentioned that it's to do with using food as a center point.
True,
it's taking Barga as a slow city.
I came across with Barga while I was researching, doing a research on slow food in Chitta Slow. And then I've been to a couple of cities who are labeled as Chitta Slow, and then I ended up in here, and actually I got most of the information from Barga News. But I wasn't sure whether it was for real, because it's, you know, just online, and I live in London, and it just, you know, just whether it's just my interpretation of it or not. But then when I come here, as I mentioned earlier, that I saw this white cat around, and then it's just, I just shivered, and I just, you know, just felt like, okay, this, everything is real, and I came to the right place.
You said you saw a video on YouTube of a white cat walking through Barga.
Yeah.
So when you come to Barga, you actually see the white cat, and so you know that it was a real thing.
Great. And just, I'm amazed with this garden. I'm just happy to hold those radishes.
Radishes?
Yeah, they smell nice, they look nice. Hopefully I'll
Will you actually have the first crop in your arms there? That's we've taken two or three out to see if they were okay, and now that's the first crop. So finally, after all this work of setting up the garden, things are starting to arrive. We'll now take them back to the house and see what they taste like. But it's an important moment, really. We sat down the other day and we worked out how much we'd actually spent on getting that crop of radishes in your hand. It's a figure that's a sort of absolutely madness. But taken over, I mean, we're talking €700 probably for that, those radishes that you've got in your hand. But spread over a 5-year period, it's reasonable, it's possible. We can do this.
But I think it feels like really great to grab them from the soil and hold them and then eat them and share them. It's just, it feels really good.
Renny, so you're going to be here for the next, basically seasons. You're going to come for the four seasons and write about and photograph and maybe even film about.
Yeah, I was thinking of filming, and like I've been filming in other places, in other projects. But I mean, I'm not quite sure about it, because I mean, obviously I'll be filming and photographing because I really enjoy doing so. But I don't know if it will be based on that, because you did very well, and it's I just need time to understand what it will work for me to express my feelings about this place. So I'm not quite sure. I mean, I'll be filming and photographing, but I don't know if it will be for the project or whatever.
Good. We look forward to see what happens. And for the readers of Barga News, they can actually follow your progress, because you'll be writing some articles over the next four seasons about your impressions of coming to Barga and as the season changes. We eat seasonally here, and food and the seasons are intertwined.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting experiment for the next 12 months to see what you find interesting and how things change here.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's two bagas basically. There's a baga during the summer and there's another one during the winter.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very excited about it. Also excited that I'll have the opportunity to write for Baga News because if I don't share the experience that I'm having here, then it's worth nothing. So it's great that, like, really happy that I'll do that. It's cool. Otherwise, it wouldn't, you know, mean anything without sharing it.
Well, it would just be a dry dissertation for
Yeah, it's just...
What is it? Is it a BA or a doctorate? What is it you're doing?
It's a PhD degree.
That's a PhD degree.
It's for a degree, but it's not just for that. I'm not doing it for the sake of a degree. I was doing another PhD, and I just left it on my third year because I understood that I wasn't doing the right thing for me. And then, I had this interest in place and food, and like thanks to my family and my grandma, you know, just I'm from Istanbul and I grew up with lots of good food and local food.
Right.
And it's of course changing there as well, like all over the world. But that's where my interest comes from. And this is my passion for food, so that's why.
Great. Okay, we look forward to see what's gonna happen now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.